This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of the book of Job, we've seen that the dialogue between Job and his three friends covering most of the book wasn't very helpful. At the end of each man's point in the dialogue, you get the feeling they could have added, "Let me see you top my point," or "Let me see you try to get out from under the logic of my argument." It was not an effort to find God's grace. It was more a call to doing something that would earn God's favor or blessing. It was clear Job's friends felt Job was merely getting what he deserved. He must have blown it in some way, and until he did something to correct it, he would continue under the cloud of God's disfavor. It's interesting to note that they were quite vague about what he had done wrong and what he should do. That is the insidious nature of a legalistic mindset. No matter how vociferously Job defended himself, it never satisfied his friends. This approach doesn't really help the one hurting. When they finally got tired of the draining argumentation, they stopped attacking Job. That provided the opportunity for Elihu, a young man who had listened patiently from the sidelines, to step forward and challenge Job. He basically put forth the same argument as the three friends. It all sounded so spiritual. But though they were trying to defend God, no one seemed to help them get closer to God. It wasn't until God spoke to Job in Job 38 that things started to happen. But notice, God spoke to Job while he was in the small group setting. Even dysfunctional small groups can be settings for God to do His work.